How you doing? Yeah. You want to run next? You want to run next?
Yeah. All right. How many people?
I got three.
Daniel Rugamba is standing on the sideline of the basketball court at the University of Arkansas's Health, Physical Education and Recreation Building. He's watching, or rather waiting for a basketball match to end. Daniel is one of the many international students at the University of Arkansas. He hails from Rwanda. Daniel came to the United States 3 years ago to play basketball at the highest level and pursue an undergraduate degree in computer science. His first stop in the States was in Seattle, Washington, but life moved too fast for him in the city.
Back home, it was like relaxed and things moving slow, take your time. But here, we just, like from day one, run to catch the bus, go to class, and it was just so fast. It was hard to get used to it, especially in Seattle. I was playing for my junior college. I had to do studying and playing for my junior college at the same time. It was a lot to handle. But when I transferred here to Arkansas, it's kind of similar to back home because it's a small city and things kind of move slower.
Daniel heard about Arkansas from his friends who go to school here. He decided to transfer to the University of Arkansas 2 years ago along with his two brothers who accompanied him as students to Seattle. He's now a part of a close-knit community of about 21 Rwandan students. Twice a week, Daniel comes to the Hyper Building to practice basketball. He says it helps him stay in shape, which is important since he plays for the Rwandan national basketball team. Daniel recently represented his country in the 2011 Federation of International Basketball Africa Championship. He says his journey to the national basketball team began 2 summers ago.
2 summers ago, I went back home with my two brothers, David and Dennis. They also go to school here. So we went back home, then we had like 3 month vacation, I think. Then I was just bored, so I decided to play in the basketball league back home. And we played really good, and my team finished second in the country. So when we finished second, our team was chosen to represent the country, like in East Africa. So we went, played the East African tournament and finished fourth in East Africa. And the national team coach was watching the game. So that's where I think that's where he saw me play and decided the next tryouts for the national team, he would call me. So he called me last summer and they sent me a plane ticket and I went home.
Before Daniel left for Rwanda in the summer to play for the national basketball team, he practiced at Hyper daily for weeks. The sessions included practices with some Razorback basketball players who often extended their helpful tips to him.
They come to the Hyper like during the summer because the season is over, so they can't play at the Hyper because they can't practice since the season is over. So they play at the Hyper, then we get the chance to play against them, play with them. So they can learn things from you, you can learn things from them. That's how basketball works, yeah.
Having participated in the 2011 FIBA African Championship, Daniel returned to the United States a couple of weeks after the start of the fall semester. He's a celebrity back home, although he's too shy to admit it. People recognize him on the streets in Rwanda. To him, being a part of the Rwandan national squad is a great honor. So how does he feel when no one recognizes him on the streets here in Fayetteville?
I don't see like as being a star back home and being a a regular person here. I mean, I'm still the same person. I like the feeling of going to new places, because you always have to redefine yourself. Like back home, they have this like image of you. I don't want to come here and like everyone like is treating you well, because you known back home. I want like to start over.
Daniel tried to start over in Fayetteville too. He tried out for the Arkansas Razorback basketball team, but didn't get selected.
They said, like during the tryouts, that they're looking for specific things, like in players. They're not like, if you don't have exactly what they're looking for, you're not going to be on the team, even if you're good. Even if, I mean, it's. It depends on what the coach was looking for, because they have almost a full roster right now.
However, that doesn't disappoint Daniel. He plans to keep trying out for the Arkansas Razorback basketball team. In the meanwhile, he'll also concentrate on his undergraduate degree in computer science, because he loves programming and creating something new. With his eyes firmly set on his future goals, Daniel feels at home here in the United States.